Hello, 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 all my kingdom babies. This is your host, Jasmine Nicole. And I just wanted to hop on here right quick. This is a kind of like a late night chronicle. But I wanted to get on here just to let you all know it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to go through the stages of grief. It is okay to miss somebody that you love. It is okay to, you know, continuously talk about that person, keep their legacy and memory alive. Don't ever let anybody try to tell you, oh, you need to get over this, or you should let them rest in peace. Don't talk about that. Don't do this. Don't do that. Because nobody can define how you truly feel but you. Nobody knew or know of the relationship that you had with that loved one or that individual. Because me personally, I've had a rough day today. The closer it gets to Father's Day, the harder it gets for me to process that my dad is no longer physically with me. You know, I don't have the option to call him anymore. I don't have the option to text him or go see him or nothing. So it's a little bit harder and a little bit difficult for me. So I have to do things a little bit different. I have to, you know, accept the new normal. And some people are hypocritical, I would say, or critical towards certain things in death. They feel like after a certain amount of time or a certain period of time that you should go ahead and get over it, or should go ahead and let go of it, should just move on and this, that, and the third, make it seem like you should just forget about it and move on. And you can't do that. You can't turn off the stages of grief. You can't surpass the stages of grief. You can't just walk around bottled up emotions because society has placed it out there. After a certain period or limit of time that they put on it, we should move on. And it's not right. So, y'all, I am thinking about doing a foundation dedicated to all men and women that has lost parents, especially fathers. And, you know, letting people know that it is okay to not be okay. It's okay to talk about that person. It's okay to bring awareness of how they passed away. It's okay to never let their name die. Never let their legacy die. The things that they've done to make the world a better place, we shouldn't just let it die just because somebody don't want to hear about it. You know, God allowed us to talk about it and to constantly keep it alive for a reason. That is nothing but the devil that's trying to surpass it and trying to suppress it, as if we should be over it, or they don't want to hear it, or they don't want to be bothered with it. Or every time you come around, oh, they're going to bring up their dead relative and this, that, and the third. It shouldn't be like that. People should take it like a grain of salt. When they see you come around, they talk about that person. You know, it should be, hey, look, this person's, you know, dad, auntie, cousin, or whatever that person was to you, was a great individual. You should hear their story. If more people would be open about people's legacy once they leave the world physically, it would be a better place. So I just wanted to hop on here and let y'all know it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to grieve. It's okay to cry, be mad, be upset, but never question the work of God. Never question what God does. Never question his work or none of that. So I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. And I say this all the time. I thank each and every one of y'all for the dedication, for the love, for the support that has been shown since I started this, started my legacy back in December of last year. And I'll tell you, things have drastically changed, some for the good, some for the unknown, some for the worst. But God, you know, God is still the common denominator. So I love y'all. Again, this is your host, Jasmine Nicole, and I will talk to y'all later.